This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. This is an attack near a United Nations school-turned-shelter in Gaza on Thursday from video shot on a smartphone. The White House is exploring the idea of pauses in the Israel-Hamas conflict to help civilians in Gaza, and any such temporary pause, they say, will not stop Israel from defending itself. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Do we advocate pauses by both sides here, temporary, localized, to be able to get Americans out, to be able to get aid in? You betcha we do. That doesn't mean that we're calling for a general ceasefire. There's a difference.
Hamas said allegations that they were using hospitals as operation centers was false. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations called on Thursday for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, saying time was running out for Palestinian people who find themselves at grave risk of, quote, genocide.
It is essential to have a regular and sustained flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza at the scale needed to meet the mounting needs of the Palestinian population.
Israel's army said late on Thursday it had encircled the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City following days of expanding ground operations in the besieged territory. The United States announced sanctions Thursday on individuals and companies that accused of abetting Russia's war in Ukraine, targeting entities in Turkey, China, and the United Arab Emirates in a bid to disrupt Moscow's supply chains. That news coming from the U.S. Treasury Department.